It is Chase McCabe Show, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Studios today. Caroline Willie and D-Mace will be out at training camp here in just a little bit as practice is getting underway for the Titans. But let's talk Minnesota Vikings with our old friend Tatum Everett. Of course, spent a lot of time here at Fox 17. Hello, Tatum. How are you?
Hi, Chase. Doing great. It's camp season, right?
It is camp season, which takes all our time.
All of our time. But you know what? You talk about your show being out at Titans camp this weekend. And one thing I do not miss about Nashville is camp summers and how hot it is. Because at least here it's today, I think a high of like 86, but it won't be humid. So it's not too bad.
See, that's the nice thing. You don't have to deal with the humidity. The heat, maybe, but not the humidity. And yes, you're right. At Titans camp, it could be cloudy all around Nashville, but that sun is shining on the practice field.
No doubt about that. I think the Titans are going to be really excited to be in this weather in a couple of weeks for a few days.
Yeah, so the Titans and the Vikings will have joint practices. So I know you're excited to kind of see some people that you used to work with here in Nashville, but you work for the team, you cover the team, and this is the Vikings, I think, are kind of the epitome of the NFC North of, at least for me, a division I just can't figure out. You know, you have prognosticators that look at the Vikings and think they're going to take a step back this year. Where are you at with things in the first few days of training camp and watching the Vikings and what they might be able to do?
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting take that everyone has, that this team is being so discounted, like there's no way they're going to repeat as champions. You've got to be careful with the Lions and the Packers will be good, or we don't even know what the Bears look like. And I think it's just very interesting that happens. But I mean, in this building, they're not really concerned about that, obviously. So we're back to business. I mean, Kevin O'Connell in his second year is going to be a more efficient play caller. He knows what to do, what not to do. They had a lot of goals this offseason and tried to mold their staff around those things that they thought needed improvement while trying to deal with salary cap issues. A lot of highly paid players. And this team looks a lot different, but I think that they feel like they have a lot to prove. And after a 13-win season, you know, it's hard to redo that magic. It really was one of the most spectacular seasons I've ever seen.
And I think the most polarizing player on the Vikings, and maybe one of the most polarizing in the National Football League, is Kirk Cousins. I mean, you read some things like Mike Sando of The Athletic does his quarterback tiers. He has him as a tier two quarterback. And then you talk to some people that just don't think – they kind of put him in the same category as Ryan Tannehill, don't think they can win the big one. But what have you seen out of Kirk Cousins as he goes into this camp?
Well, this is the first time Kirk Cousins has the same offensive coordinator and play caller in six seasons. So I think having a second-year play caller and second-year offensive system – is going to be really key for him. I mean, I'm pretty sure most of you guys watch quarterback, and you can just tell how much work he puts into his studies and how he admittedly had a hard time getting the hang of it for a while. But he's a smart guy, and I think that he feels like he has a lot to prove. His time is coming to it's not coming to an end, but, you know, he's at the back half of his career, and if he wants to take it all home, win a Super Bowl, I think he feels like this is the place to do it with this team and this staff. And time is of the essence. So, he actually sat down with the entire team the other day and shared his entire journey and his story. He spoke to them for about 30 minutes. And apparently it was just an absolutely riveting talk. And so when you've got someone that's taking ownership and leadership of the team like that, I think, you know, with all the new faces and the youth on this team, it's good to see someone with his veteran experience stepping up and showing guys how to be pros. So it always confuses me why people like are so polarized by him, but I don't think, like, when he was on quarterback and he genuinely says like, I don't really pay attention to that, I absolutely believe him.
Talking to Tatum Everett about the Minnesota Vikings. The Titans will be there in a few weeks for joint practices and a preseason game. Now, I guess maybe the biggest story with the Vikings this offseason has been the running back position. Dalvin Cook is gone. And so now, is the plan running back by committee, or do you see one of these backs kind of taking the reins and becoming that go-to guy?
Yeah, I think Alexander Mattison is the go-to guy. I think we're going into camp knowing he will get the first reps. He will be the starter heading into week one. He's proven as much. While there is, there's just not enough experience behind him, I think, to take that starting job away from him. He didn't want to re-sign somewhere he wouldn't have been a starter. So that was really, really important to him this offseason. He's a guy who's extremely explosive in the ways that he moves. Like, he always manages to move forward. He's like a bowling ball. He just keeps going, which is going to be key, because some of the negative feedback for Dalvin was he led the league in negative plays and no gains. And so you want to see everyone moving forward get better positioned with a change, right? So I think Alex Mattison is the guy here for sure. But I think it's really funny you bring this up, because we've got a guy here that Tennessee fans may remember, Ty Chandler. He is a Nashville native, went to NBA, and now he's here in Minnesota. Last season, he was kind of like this. You know how you have those, like, training camp darlings? He was like this preseason training camp darling who just kind of popped off. And he unfortunately suffered an injury and then was inactive a few games, was on the practice squad. But he's been in the building, and I think the staff talks so highly of him. Everyone jokes about how Kevin O'Connell just loves Ty Chandler and really can't wait to see what he can do with him now that he's healthy and he has a season under his belt. So I think a guy to watch is someone you may see a lot more out of. I'm not saying draft him in your fantasy, but for your fantasy team. But Ty Chandler is definitely someone I would keep my eye on.
Yeah, you read my mind, because you probably remember this doing high school football. Friday was tie day at NBA, and then obviously went to Tennessee and later North Carolina. But I was going to ask you about him, and I'm glad to hear that report, because he's somebody I always liked, whether it was at NBA or then his time at Tennessee and then North Carolina. So I'm glad to hear he's doing well.
Yeah, I think he's going to really fill a void that Dalvin Cook leaves when it comes to pass catching. He's the only back in that room that really has any of that, has a lot of experience as a pass catching back. And yes, it came in college for him, but I really think that's going to be somewhere that they're going to try. It's all about the air raid offense and this offense being with the West Coast style. Kevin O'Connell loves to pass people, like, let's be honest. And so I think he's going to be looking to get Ty Chandler out in space.
Tatum Everett is with us. How much did TJ Hockenson add to the offense when he was acquired last year? And what steps do you see him taking forward this year in the offense?
Yeah, it's funny you mention him, because I feel like no one really talks about TJ as much as they should, and how much credit TJ gets for coming in right after he was traded. And then in the next game he led the team in catches like 9. I mean, he just walked in there seamlessly. He's such a great presence. Him and Kirk have this innate relationship where they just understand each other, and Kirk fully trusts him. And I mean, he's a big dude. He has a big presence on the field. He has a big personality. I think that tight end room is a really interesting one to watch, because TJ, great weapon. But then they added Josh Oliver from the Ravens this offseason. And because the Vikings were like 27th in total yards and rushing last season, they really wanted to shore up the run game. And they added Josh Oliver, who's literally the best run-blocking tight end in the league. And now with his presence, and then we also have a third tight end, Johnny Munt, who caught his first touchdown last year in the NFL. That room is a lot more sneakily stacked with talent than people give it credit for.
The wide receiver room obviously is led by Justin Jefferson. Madden gave him the 99 rating for this year. We know what he can do.
Thankfully so, Chase, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, he's special. And, you know, for those of us that like to participate in fantasy football or maybe touchdown parlays, you know, Jefferson is always a part of that. But everybody in the NFL knows that too. So what does the rest of the receiver room look like, also with the addition of Jordan Addison out of USC?
I think that's such a great question, because everyone is going to be keying on Justin. And one of the things that this staff really wanted to make a point to fix is to get distractions out there so that teams don't just put all of their talent on JJ. All of their, you know, he's not double teamed or in bracket coverage the entire time. So with Adam Thielen gone, it does leave a void, but I think that this is the time for KJ Osborne to really step up and shine. He, this offseason, you know, the Vikings drafted, as you mentioned, Jordan Addison in the first round. And despite it being a receiver in the first round, KJ didn't get down, he didn't get out. He just went back to work, and he worked really hard. He came back bigger, stronger, faster. He understands his offense. He's an emotional leader for this team. And I do think that Jordan Addison, albeit we've only seen one day of pads and we've seen him sparingly because he did not participate in minicamp. He was struggling with an injury. And so now he's fully 100%. And the guy's shifty. He has great hands. He gets off the line. It looks like JJ. I'm not making any comparisons there. I always have to preface, like, I'm not making any comparisons. But his shiftiness and his ability to be aware of his positioning. So he's been in man coverage all camp, and he's making toe-touching touchdowns, and he knows where he is in his body, and he's reliant. He catches the ball literally every time you throw it to him. So I'm really excited to see how this shakes out because those three are great, but there's also a few more waiting in the wings, like Brandon Powell, who came over from the Rams. He's kind of like a small slot guy who's super fast and can jump really high, which I didn't know until I practiced yesterday when I saw him like literally in the air. And Tristan Jackson, someone that the staff really likes. So there's a lot of options there, and you know that they like to set it up with like a three receiver set. So I wouldn't be at all shocked to see a lot of action from that room.
Well, certainly going to be interesting, and we will find out a little bit more about the Vikings here in a few weeks when the Titans are there practicing with them. Tatum, it's great to talk to you, my old friend. We miss you here in Nashville, but I know you're thriving in Minnesota, but everybody will see you here in a few weeks.
I cannot wait. Thank you so much for having me, Chase, and thinking about me. I am so proud and just want to say congratulations to you on everything that you've been doing as far as the promotion and the new show and the podcast. I mean, you're basically like the hardest working man in Nashville sports. So I just congratulations and thank you. And I hope to talk soon.
Yeah, absolutely. And next time you're in Nashville, Ricky says he's buying. So we'll have to do some Nashville nights. Thanks, Tatum.
All right. See ya.
Tatum Everett with the Minnesota Vikings, and appreciate her coming on, and obviously was in Nashville for several years at Fox 17 and now doing big things with Minnesota. I mentioned Mike Sando's quarterback tiers during that and where Kirk Cousins was, but where is Ryan Tannehill? I'm a little surprised. We'll discuss this next. Chase McCabe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.